it's not mekabel tum. It's not called an oichot of mekabel tumma. But could it be a yad lechavretah to the other half? You're only mishtachavet half of it. The other half is not also banor. So if the sheres touches this half, could it bring tumma into the other one? Teiku. It's the same shalis this. Could it be a yad in a case where it itself can't be mekabel tumma for some reason, but could it still give the tumma to the other side or not? That's a teiku. Amar Rav Papa, Papa says like this. Amar Rav Papa, Harayomru, it was said. Yeah. Harayomru, that Yichur Shel Teinu. It was said, yeah, you have a branch of a fig tree. Yeah, Yichur Shel Teinu, Shen Nifshach. It was broken off. Umur Blikli Posoi, but still attached by the bark. The kliposa by the bark is still attached. So again, so you have this branch of a fig tree that was broken off, but it's still attached by the kliposa, by the bark. Reb Yehuda Mitar, Reb Yehuda said the store, since it's still attached, it's still like a mechuber, it can't be a mekabel tumah. For chom maimer, it depends. Im yochol lechayis, if it could still live the way it is right now, then about the Torah, still called attached to the ground, it's Torah. But v'yim lava, if it can't live the way it is, so then tumah. That's called red, like it's dead, it's detached already, and therefore could be mekabel tumma. So in this burger for a pocket of shayla again, ma shiyasi yada chaveroi teiku, could this branch be like a handle for the rest of it, even though this one's broken off, even on top to say it's like dead? Could it be a yad for the other ones? Yes, Rashi said the shayla was, you have these two branches, that one is still attached that could live, and one is like detached that can't live. So the one that can't live would be mekabel tumah. But the sheretz touched the other branch. So could that branch be a yad for the other branch to give tumah to or not? So again, that's the same take we had all along. Where the yad itself can't be mekabel tumah, could it bring tumah to the other one? That's a take. Omer Rab Zera. Zera says like this. Harayomu, it was learned that Evan Shebizovius, if you have a stone in the corner, Evan Sheb is obvious. You have a stone that's in a corner. Yeah, Kishu Cholitz, when you have to take it out, so in this case, in the case here, when you have a nega on the bayis, and you have to hollow out that stone. When you have a nega on the stone, so look, you have to knock out the stone from the house. So Evan Sheb is obvious. You have a stone in the corner of the house, Kishu Cholitz. When you have to take it out, chilat says kula, you have to take out the whole stone. And then, in the case where you have to pull down the whole house, yeah, in the case, let's say, where the nega showed up a second time, look at the nega, if the nega, the red spot or green spot, shows up first in one stone, so you lock it up for a week, then at the end of the week, if it's still there, you knock out that stone, and you fill up another stone there, and then you wait for another week. And if it returns again to the stone, then you have to knock down the whole house. So when you have to knock down the whole house, then we say, Eshnaitis Eshaloi. Let's say you have two apartments adjacent one to another. So your apartment has a tumor on it, you have to knock down your apartment. But any stone that also is part of your friend's house, you don't have to knock it down. So that's a chiddush. When you have to knock out just that one stone, you have to take it out, even though it's in the corner, and it'll also affect your neighbor's wall, you still have to knock it out. But when the din is you have to knock down the whole house, then we say what affects your neighbor's house, you don't have to knock it down. So Burgum there is the question, Marsha Tasi Yad Lechavereta Teiku? Could again this become a Yad Lechavereta? Hey, is this side of the stone is Tomei? So Shalom, could it be a Yad for the other side of the stone that's not Tomei? So could it give Tumrin to the other side or not? Yeshua Mashiach says, "Chelak haTor beis yad lezeh lahachnis tumah lebeis chaveroi." Yevin, I'm in the gas metama b'yoyel. The Yevin itself has tumah soil, so therefore, it's a shiloh. Can it give off like a yad tumah into the other house? You don't have to knock it down because it's going to break the other one's house. But the shiloh still does it give tumah into that house or not? That's a takeo. Yeah. Now it says, "Now Mishnah meisa behema." When the behema dies, then we say, Mises Oysa Nipple, and the Mishnah says, Habosa Tzor Hechsher, that that when the Tehema dies, then we say, we consider as if that Tehema, the Basar HaMadudol came off before it died, so it doesn't have a Mitumas Nevela, so it only has a Shem and Eichel on it. So it needs Hechsher, you have to have water going upon it to make it royal Kabbal Tumah. Yeah. So now the Gemara says, Ma'ika ben Eivim and Achai Liyevi Shem Nevela. What's the difference between an Eivim and Achai and Eivim Shem Nevela? Like over here, this Eivir also has Tumah to it. L'chur an Eivir, Shimon Achai is also Tumah. So what's the difference? The Mishnah says that the Misa is Eisa Niplos, that it came off before Misa, that it doesn't have a loch of an Avela. But I call upon him and has a loch of Eivim and Achai, so what's the difference? Yeah. So Morris says, Eikim now is so different, Bosar HaPurish Memenu. Let's say some meat now comes off from it. Me'eva Bosar HaPurish Memenu, Me'eva Behema. Dilu Bosar HaPurish Me'eva Menachai. If meat comes off from Stam and Eva Menachai, Loi Metama doesn't have any tumor on it. But Me'eva Menha Nevela Metama. But if it comes off from a Nevela, that's a loch. Any Kezai is a Bosar from a Nevela has tumor to it. My Shankar and Eva Menachai, it's only tummy when it's part of the Aver. But if you just take off a gezayis of that meat, it has no tumor on it. So Rashi says, "Ika benaya bosa perish min Aver." Liyachas man later, bosa perish min Achai loy metama. If you start take meat off a live behemoth, that meat has no din tumor on it. A limb came heavy Aver only if it's called a limb. What does a limb mean? Im hagidim that tumah. So it has to have veins and bones also. Like we'll soon learn out. The Koshkin, the same thing, Boshra, Parshman of Nachai, just have the piece of meat that came off the same from Nachai, it has no tumor on it. So that's Nachtimina. If it has tumor Nevela here, so then even just the meat alone would also have tumor. But if it's only Mishrim Avim in Nachai, it's only when it's called a limb, not the meat itself. Now the Gemara says, Avim in Nachai, the Metama Micro, where's the Pusik? So if you pull off a limb off an animal, that this limb has tumor on it, Amrav Yudu Amarav. The pasuk says v'chiyomus mina behema. When v'chiyomus, when something dies mina behema, mashu, when part of the behema dies, there's tumah to it. So that's a deed that Eva Manachai has tumah. For the Gemara v'hai this pasuk v'hai nibolu, we need this pasuk l'klid of Rav Yudu for the other drush of Rav Yudu Amarav. The Yom Rav Yudu Amarav v'yamalu songs of the Masnisa. Ton of Raisi we learned v'chiyomus mina behema. When the behemoth dies, it has tumah. So we dash in mixas peyme matama, mixas peyme and matama. Certain behemoths have tumas novela, some doesn't. The ezes zuz who treifa shachto. If you have a behemoth that was a treifa and you made a kosher shchitur on it, even though you can eat from it, but it has no tumas novela. So we use this process to tell us that a treifa shachto has no tumas novela. So we can't use it to save him in a chai. So Mer says yes. Him came for this Joshua alone, licht of rachmonim mi behema. Let the Torah just write mi behema. My min habehema, what's min habehema? Shema min atarot is teaching us two things. That min habehema means, legibin mixas behema. Rosh tis going even mimeno. Kedechse v'chiyomos min, demash mekein misa. Shein hoi sachlipin vayno eva. Yes, so long as an eva comes off, it has tumah. So learn out two things from here. For the mihochi, if so, afilu bosanami, that even you stand cut off a kezayis of meat from a behema, the bosan also should be tummy. It says mina behema shme anything from the behema. So Rosh says no, don't think like this. Lo sagadaitich. The Tanya will learn like this. Yochel I would have thought to say ye bosra parish mina chay tummy, that meat that comes off a chay should be tummy. Talmudim the pasuk says no v'chiyamis mina behema, if it dies from the behema, ma misa sheinois, just like when the behema dies. It can't be changed anymore, you can't bring it back to life anymore. I've called Shainos Chlipin. Something, when you take it off, it doesn't grow back again. Mashaykh, when you take off some meat off the animal, the behemoth grows back again, that meat. So therefore, meat does not have tumas nevela on it. If you have a bosom in a chai. Divrei Rabbi Yasi. That's the words of Rabbi Yasi. Rabbi Kivuayma behemoth. Ma behemoth gidim viatsama is just like behemoth is made up from veins and bones. I've called gidim atzamas. What would have tumah only like a limb that has gidim and atzamas on it? Rabbi says like this. Rabbi Yom behema, ma behema b'asa gidim atzamas. I've called b'asa gidim atzamas that what has tumah only like an aver, a limb that's made up from meat, veins and bones. Smar says, well, sechur also saying the same thing, that only aver menachai would have tumor on it, and not the Besa Menachai. So Moses says, let's see, my Ikra ben Rebbe, what's the difference between Rebbe's Drosha and Rebbe Kiva? Moses says, Ikra has a difference, Akuva. So be Nafkamina by the Akuva, by the knee. Rashi says, Rashi Rekuva Hanim Kerasim Harosh, that sold with the head, Ein Ba Besa, there's no meat to clow. Elegidim V'yatzamas, it only has veins and bones. So Rebbe Kiva Eber, it is called an Eber. The Koshkan Rabbi Yosef Glili. So when you're sleeping, you can't grow back again. But the Rabbi Laveva Menachayu, the Ember Bosa, that has no Bosa, Sabi Nashkamina, this part of the animal, the Yakuva, it's the top of the knee. Yeah. The Ramor says here, Ben Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Yosef Glili, Maika Benayu, Amra Papa, Kulia, the Nashkamina Lachap is by the kidneys, the Nashkamina between the kidneys, there'll be. Yeah, then kulya v'niv svasayim, what in the upper lip to be ikar benayu. So Rashi says, the ain oisachalip, and these things can't be returned, can't be grown back again. But the ain bemetzim have no bone there. The Rabbi Yosi have the aver, because it can't be, it can't grow back again. The Rabbi Kiva have aver, it doesn't have any bone, doesn't have a bone there. Yeah, the kidneys or the upper lip. Yeah. Time went with this. The most of time went with this. All right, turn over. Continue on the other side. Yeah. Again, time went with the same type of a thing by Shrotzim. The what? Kai Gavner, that Yochai would have thought to say that Bosra Purish Menach Shrotzim. The meat that comes up from the Sheretz, I would have thought to say, yeah, tell me that's Tumoran also. Tamar, the Postic says, B'moisam. Mam Misa Shemur Sechlip, and just like Misa, when it dies the sheretz, it can't become alive again. Of course, Shemur Sechlip has to be something that comes off, that doesn't grow back again. But just the meat of the sheretz could grow back again, so it has no tumor. Divrei Rav Yosef Glili. Rav Akiva Vayimash Sheretz, Mas Sheretz Gidon V'Yatzomis, is made up from veins and bones. Av Kol Rastavinit Gidon V'Yatzomis. Rav Yom again, Sheretz, Mas Sheretz Bosa Gidonis, is made from meat, veins and bones. Of course, it has to be a limb that has bosa gidung yatzamas. So again, ben Rebbe the Rav Kiva ikubenayo akuva, the knee that has bones and veins but no meat. Ben Rebbe Kiva Yosef Glili ikubenayo mrapapa kol yivnis v'sayim, the same thing, the kidneys and the upper lip ikubenayo. Otzricha, we need both drushes, both by behema and by shrotzen. The Yashmin of Bevarna learned the locha by behema high in the time of the loy metam of chayim, or was not mekam mechayim mishum loy metam of chadosha. There's no chumra by behema that has tumma bechadosha like a lentil. You have to have a kezayis. So therefore, only when it's dead, not when it's alive, or not even bosom in a chay. Avul sheretz, but by his sheretz, that has this chumra de metam of chadosha, that has tumma even by lentil. Anyway, I would have thought to say that Tamar Mechaim is Tamar Mechaim. That's what I would have thought to say. So the apostle teaches know that a sheretz has no Tumah Mechaim, the Bosa. V'yashmin in sheretz mishum loy metam of masa. Sheretz still has another kula that has no Tumah Masa. Therefore, loy metam of Mechaim. Avo behema de metam of masa, nevela has Tumah Masa on it. If you just carry it, aim with the Tamar Mechaim, maybe Bosa that comes off to behema also has Tumah Nevela. Tzricha, I need both drushes that both by behema, both by sheretz. The Bosa Menachai has no tumor, only an Eva Menachai. Tell me about like this. Ha Chutich Kezai is Bosa Menachai. That if a limb came off, an Eva Menachai came off, and now you cut out of that, a Kezai is Bosa. So, Ha Chutich Kezai is Bosa Eva Menachai, so Chot Choy, you cut it off, V'yachaka Chishav Alof, and then you had a mind teach from it, Tor, it's still Tor. Chishavol, let's say you had a mind teed it. Yachakach, then you cut it off. Tomei, it is Tomei. So Rashi says, Achotik Kizayach Bosom Eva Menachai, B'tayseft Lo Gassin and Kizayach, Sel Achotik Bosom Eva Menachai, Kondika Kibetsa, there is there. So Chotki, we cut it off, and then you had a mind, Loch Lo Chavim, Tor, Tor Bosa, Porosh Meva Menachai, Tor, Hilkach, Tumas, Atzma doesn't have. Ugesh Chishal Olav, once you had a mind to make it to an Eichel, it's not touching any Tumah. Therefore, it wasn't a Mekabel Tumah. But, what? Yeah, it's already. It's not kosher for great teeth, right? But still, you had a mind to give it to him, and therefore it's called an Eichel, right? Even though it's not kosher, right? Mashenkin al-Bachishabal, if he first had a mind to give it to him, V'aridoi ba'oviv b'yevon ha'toros eichel. So you made this whole eivon now into a shame oichel, you haven't wanted to give it to a guy. Even though he's not allowed to, but you had a mind to give it to him. So he gave a shame oichel on it. V'yachakach, and then later, chotzchoy, then you cut off the kezayis, or the kibetz abos, or kibbutum me'yoviv, it's mekavutum from his father, like, kaidum mechem, before it came off, v'tum mechamura, shoyisol l'biyodu eivah sholem. Even when you cut it off, it's not called neighbor anymore, but I call upon him Nishra Olev Hakala. Shlohoyeloi Adato. It still has a call upon the loch of Tumas Oichlin that it would have. So that's the loch. Let's take a look here. But Chishavo Vachka Chotchoy Tommy. Ravasi, Rizmor Sevna, Ravasi, Loi Olev Emijosh Vashi didn't come into the Vesh Medrash. Askechel Ravzei Mitra Ravzei Romalei. Ma Yom of Bei Medrash, what do they say in the Vesh Medrash? Omalei says it back to my kushtucha, what's bothering you? What do you want to know? Omalei, Diktonik, learned about this halacha. Chishev, if you have in mind first, he to save him in a chai, to give it to a guy. V'yachakach, what chai, and then you cut off a kebetza worth of the meat, so Tomei, you want to say it has Tumas Eichlin on it. To the Mars question, why? Tumas based a storm he. The chur, when it touched the other meat, it was based a storm, it was a hidden place. But Tumas based a storm, lo'imatama, it shouldn't have any Tumas then. Omalei after Dikash was also bothering me. The Shulta Rababa Bamamo Viamulei, Aman Rabmei, Dioma Tumas Vesastor Matama, yes it is Matama. Omalei loves him the scheme of Ram, Emily Shamle Rabmei, and Tumma di Boy Hershe, but Tumma Loy Hershe, my Kushi Doma Bahushu, was Makam Hushu here. Yeah. Yeah, we'll stop here.